各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
十月份在 Dallas 有一件很大的事情。
There was a big event in Dallas in October.
那个是在十月初的时候呢，在 Dallas 的法院里头呢，有一个很重要的，而且是关乎到种族之间的一些问题的，可能影响到这些种族之间的互动的审判。
There was a trial in Dallas in early October that may have a huge impact on issues like race.
这个命案是在去年一年前发生的，是有一个白人的警察，他在回家的时候因为值班太累了，结果走错了公寓的门，结果呢进入到他的邻居的家。
So this case is about a white police officer. Who just got off of duty and was getting into a wrong apartment. Actually, she entered into the apartment of her neighbor by mistake.
她回到家，阔朗阔，看见她自己的客厅上坐着一个黑人，一个年轻人，她以为她是小偷啊。
So she entered the apartment. She saw a black male sitting on the sofa, and she thought. He is a thief, breaking into her apartment.
可能因为值班的压力太大了，所以他当时因为太累的关系呢，误判，所以呢就开枪，当场就把那个黑人给杀了。
Maybe she was tired from the work and under a lot of pressure, so she pulled the gun out and killed the black male.
一年以后，就是在十月二号呢，就审判了。
So after 1 year, on October 2nd, there was trial came to an end.
陪审团认为这位警官呢有罪，他是 guilty 的，判刑十年。
So the jury determined that the former police officer was guilty, and she was sentenced to prison for 10 years.
这个被害人的弟弟呢，大家看了这张照片啊。
And this is the brother of the victim, the picture of.
他就在做 testimony 的时候呢，他就当场表达他对这个白人警官的爱跟原谅。
He expressed forgiveness and love to the white police officer in court.
他就告诉这个白人的警官，就是误杀的这个警官说，我选择原谅你。
And he told her that I choose to forgive you.
我也知道，如果你向上帝寻求原谅，他也会原谅你。
And I know, if you seek forgiveness from God, he will also forgive you.
我不希望呢厄运临到你身上。
I don't want bad things to happen to you.
我甚至不希望你像我哥哥一样的身体腐烂死去。
And I don't want you to die like my brother.
我甚至不希望你坐牢。
And even I don't even want you to go to prison.
我知道我的哥哥就是叫 Gian 的，就如果你把你的生命交给上帝来做决定。
If you give your life to God, to be determined what happened to you.
接下来他讲说，我可以给你一个拥抱吗？
And then he asked, "Can I give you a hug?"
他甚至就向法官要求说，我可以给这个被告呢，给他一个拥抱吗
？And he made that request to the judge that he wanted to give a hug to the accused.
我不晓得多少弟兄姊妹们看到这一段新闻吗
？I don't know how many of you watched this piece of news.
他说我选择原谅你，甚至我愿意当庭在法官的允许之下，他就拥抱这个杀他自己亲哥哥的人。
He said, "I choose to forgive, and he would like to give a hug to the person who killed his brother in the court."
所以这个被害人的弟弟就当场给这个被告呢一个深切的拥抱啊！当时这个白人警官就整个崩溃了，在抱着这个。他的弟弟呢，就在那里大哭。
So the brother of the victim gave a long hug to the white police officer, and she broke down in tears.
大家看见这张照片的右上角呢，连法官也下来给他一个拥抱。
And you can see in this
upper
corner of this picture, even the judge came down to give a hug to her.
媒体没有报告的还有一件事情。
There is another thing that was not reported by the media.
我听说这除了这个判这个法官给这个被告一个拥抱呢，很有趣的是他还送他一本圣经。
Oh, in addition to giving a hug to the accused, the police officer, the judge also gave her a Bible.
这个一般来讲在法庭上 is a no-no.
In general, this is a no-no in a court.
啊，但是我们在这里看见，甚至于那个检察官呐，就是公诉人呐，他也有这样的 comment， 他说这样子的宽恕跟疗伤是在现在的社会里头非常罕见的，就是很少看见的。
So even the prosecutor commented that this kind of forgiveness and healings are rare to see nowadays.
我们刚才读到了这个马太福音第五章第二十一节到二十六节呢，我们先来认识这一卷书，大概有一些背景是帮助我们对这段经文有更深切的了解的。
So the passage we just read, Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 to 26, we need to understand the little bit of the background about this book.
我们都知道这一卷书，这一封信应该是使徒马太自己所写的。
And we all know that this book is written by Apostle Matthew.
有几段的部分很大概让我们很清楚的看见，包括当中的这些词汇里头有讲到这个透露钱财的问题。
There are many things that has this indication, including that the words that was used in this book, and it's about the use of wealth.
所以在这个段落里头，我们看见在耶稣的教导里头也讲到这个跟钱还债有关系的。
And it talked about paying your debt.
啊。那我们看见这个里头呢，也有很多的事件呢，是很清楚的，让我们看见是可能就是当时目击亲眼看见的人才能够有这样的一个记载的这样的一个手笔。
So based on the writing, we can tell that this is written by somebody who witnessed all these events.
从对象来讲呢，我们看见使徒马太所写信的那个对象是针对犹太人的。
So this letter, it looks like it's written for the Jewish people.
我们看见这是四福音当中最重要的、最开始的第一卷书信。
So, this is the first book of the gospel books, and this is the most important one.
在这个马太福音里面有很多重要的特色，其中有一个是，特别是引用旧约的圣经里头有大概有65次的经文。
There's something special about this book. It quoted the Old Testament about 65 times.
关于这个耶稣基督的家谱是一开始就是马太福音的特色。
So in the beginning, it's about the genealogy of Jesus Christ, and this is something special about the book of Matthew.
而且呢，多次的提到这个犹太人的节期，包括耶路撒冷里头的这个圣殿的这些东西。
And it mentioned many times about the Jewish festivals and also the something inside the Holy Temple.
最要紧的，我们看见这一个马太福音的主题是讲到耶稣基督是以色列的王，就是那位弥赛亚，他们所等候的那一位。
So the main point that this is trying to make is that Jesus Christ is the Messiah that they were all waiting for.
而且呢，马太福音是四福音当中唯一提到教会这个名词出现的。
And the book of Matthew is also the only book that mentioned the name of church.
提到这个教会这个名词。
The word church.
所以我们看见这一卷书是相当有分量，而且非常有地位的。
So we can see that the book is very important. It has a very important status.
所以我们继续来看，那到底这段经文在这个整一卷马太福音里面有什么样的那个分量呢？
So let's see why this is so important in the book of Gospels.
所以我们从这个大纲，整一卷马太福音的大纲里头看到有一个非常重要，就是这个耶稣基督的在加利利一开始出来传道，从第四章到第十，这个第四章到第十六章，这个部分很重要的一个部分。
So there is an important part that's from chapter 4 to chapter 10. This is about Jesus coming out of Galilee and to preach the gospel.
特别是这个登山宝训，就是我们刚刚所读的第五章开始讲到登山宝训。
In particular, in chapter 5, this is very important. It's the about the it's the
beatitude.
Beatitude or Sermon on the Mount.
我们在这里看见那个地方是好像这一位天国的君王在颁布那个天国的宪章。
So this is the king from the heaven, the kingdom of heaven.To declare the laws of the kingdom,
constitution,
or the constitutions、
yeah.
of the.
所以我们在这里看见，这是很重要的一个部分。
So we see that we can see that this is a very important part.
我们刚才所读的其实是有一段是讲到耶稣基督在他的教导里头要突破犹太人的传统的伦理观的这一大段里头的。
So part of it is about the. A breakthrough to the traditional Jewish laws,
啊，或者是所谓的 ethical, 就是所谓的伦理的这些条款。
It's about the moral principles、
yes.
of the Jewish.
所以从五章的二十一节到第四十八节这一段里头，我们截录的其中的一个部分是从二十一节到二十六节。
So we look at the part of it that's from chapter 5, from 21, verse 21 to 26.
啊，为了要不给大家压力的关系，还记得我们现在是要疏解压力吗？所以呢，我们这一段经文我们要分两次来讲。
So remember that I don't want to apply too much pressure to you like we preached the last time. So,This time we're going to separate this into two parts.
啊，在这个里头呢，我们看见其实这一段经文二十一节到二十六节里面有很多重要的线索，帮助我们来认识这一段经文到底耶稣基督在讲什么。
So there are many important clues that can help us understand what Jesus Christ is trying to.Tell us.
好比说，我们看见二十一节、二十七节、三十一节、三十三节、三十八节、四十三节，有这样子的一个 pattern.
So you can see in verses 21, 27, 31, 33, 38, and 43, there is a pattern.
他说，耶稣说，你们听见哒哒哒，只是我告诉你们哒哒哒，这是分成两个非常重要的呼应。
He says, You have heard that, but I tell you.
那、啊、这个在整个笔法里头，从神学的这个角度来看，它是很重要的所谓的反论。
So this kind of rhetoric is what we called a antithesis.
嗯哼，这个反论是非常重要的。重要的不是前面你们听见，而是后面那个最要紧的，只是我告诉你们，那个后面是。耶稣基督所要强调的。
In this rhetoric, the antithesis rhetoric, it's very important. The important part is not the first part that you have heard that. Instead, the focus is on the second part. But I tell you that.
但是这样的借着这个所谓的六次的重复的这样的一个公式，我们很清楚的看见耶稣基督在强调一些东西。
So through this six repetition formulas, Jesus Christ is emphasized something.
接下来我们看第二个部分，我们看见在这段经文里面呢，出现有所谓五次讲到弟兄这个字眼，在二十二节有三次，二十三节、二十四节各一次。
So, in these verses, we can see the words brothers appeared many times.
啊，可见这个弟兄是在告诉我们一些重要的资讯。那在当时，门徒之间的关系如何？
So this is telling us some very important information about the relationship between disciples.
麻烦弟兄姊妹们转头看看你们，旁边的这些坐在你旁边的这些弟兄姊妹们，好不好
？I ask brothers and sisters turn around to look at other brothers and sisters.
在这地方我们看见这一些坐在你旁边的，应该就是你的弟兄。
And you can see that those who sit near you are your brothers and sisters.
姊妹说，那我算什么？
And the brothers. So the sisters may say, so who am I?
其实这个弟兄是个概括包括的，其实也是包括的姊妹。
Actually, this word brother also includes the sisters.
告诉我们强调的是一个非常重要的关系。
And it emphasizes a very important relationship.
等一下，我们来看这是什么样的关系。
And we'll see what kind of a relationship this is.
第三个部分，我们看见在这段经文里头有很多关于审判的这些名词、动词出现了。
And third part is that in these Bible verses, the word judgment or the verb of that judge appears many times.
好比说，第二十一节、二十二节有受审判，二十二节有公会的审断，二十二节还有地狱的火，二十五节有审判官衙役，二十五节有下在监里，二十六节还有讲到还清要还清还钱的。
So in verse 21 and 22, it mentioned about judgment, and in verse 22, it mentioned about answer to the Sanhedrin's, and in verse 22.It mentioned about fire of hell. Verse 25, it talks about judge and officers.
Officer, yeah.
And 25 also talks about
prison.
In prison. And then 26, talk about paying back the debt.
好，这是第三个部分是跟审判有关系的。
So the third part is related to judgment.
另外呢，还有一个 pattern 呢，一个模式是讲到，也是同样的，用连续出现三次，凡怎么样就难免怎么样。
There's another pattern. It's about
在二十二节的地方。
22.
嗯
哼。Whoever is angry.Then he will be subjected to judgment.
有像这样子的一个模式出现了三次。
So this pattern, anybody, and then something, some judgment is subjected to judgment. This pattern also appeared three times.
所以我们从这些资料线索里头呢，我们要来思想这段经文里面，我们要详细的来思考，为什么在我们的生命当中，我们要去除怨恨，我们要与人彼此和好。
So from these Bible verses, we need to think about why do we need to get rid of our hatreds and towards other people and reconcile with them.
我们从这段经文里面要找到三个重要的原因，从这三个重要的原因里面来。在我们学习如何在我们的生活当中运用出来。
So we need to look for three important reasons so that we can apply these in our lives.
第一个原因是跟神有关系的。
The first reason has something to do with God.
第二个是跟人有关系的。
And the second reason has something to do with people.
第三个是跟灵界的有关系的。
The third has something to do with
angelic.It's angel something about spiritual.
Spiritual.
Yeah. 所以我们先来看，从第一个角度来看，到底这个里头，耶稣基督提到跟神有关系的是哪一个部分？
So first, what is the part that has something to do with God?
我们来看一下第五章刚才所读的二十一节的地方。
So let's first look at the chapter 5, verse 21.
耶稣告诉他们他的门徒说，你们听见有吩咐古人的话。
And he told his disciples, you have heard that it was said to people long ago.
这个吩咐古人的话内容是什么？他说不可杀人。
So what is the content of that? It is do not murder.
啊，在这地方我们看见这里所谓的不可杀人，很明显的是从我们所谓的十诫来的。Ten Commandments.
Oh, yes. So this clearly this is from the Ten Commandments.
所以在这个里头，我们看见这个是跟犹太人有很大的关系的。
So we can see that it has something to do with the Jewish people.
啊，我们看见这是神的命令，所谓的十诫。
So we can see that that's the commandment from God, the so-called Ten Commandments.
但是为什么上帝要颁布这个十诫的吩咐古人不可以这个不可以那个的？
So why did God declare these Ten Commandments that you cannot do this, you cannot do that?
其实神的命令其中有一个非常重要的动机，后面的理由是为了要保护我们。
Actually, the motivation behind all this is to God wants to protect us.
其实神的命令不是要给我们限制。
So God's commandment is not just a restriction.
啊，我们看见呢，这个最近呢，这个是在印度发生的大学的，这个不是 Texas A&M 啊，大家不要误会啊。这是在印度的这个一个大学的考试的情况。
So in the pictures, you can see that this is what happens in India when they take the college entrance exam. This is not in Texas A&M.
看得清楚吗？这个不是韩老师那一班哈。
Can you tell this? This is not the class of Professor Han.
啊，这个是在印度呢。这个老师呢，为了让这些学生考试不作弊啊，就吩咐每一个学生就。每一个人挂个箱子在脖子上头上。
So this is during an exam in India. They put boxes on their head so that they cannot cheat and look at the other people's work.
就是，但是我怕他们会闷死啊，所以就挖一个洞在鼻子前面，还有挖个两个眼睛一个大洞，可以看自己的考卷答卷。
So to avoid the suffocation, they made holes in the mouth so they can breathe and a couple holes for their eyes to see through.
其实神的律法诫命命令不是这样的一个情况。
But this is not God's commandment is about.
其实神的命令是要第一个其中很重要的理由是要保护我们的。
One of the most important reasons for God to have this, the Ten Commandments is to protect us.
那我以前住在 California 的家呢，是很小的，那个房子很小的。那客厅呢，大概就是这个 platform 这么大，客厅呢。
So when I was living in California years ago, I had a very small house, and the family room is about the size of the platform.
啊。你知道，然后我们家那个房子是木板做的，那个地板是很好的木质啊，然后呢就请工人呢把它磨平，然后打那个亮光漆。
So the floor is hardwood floor, and we had the
polishing
people come in to polish the hardwood floor.
啊，所以呢，这个很滑。
So it's very slippery.
像溜冰场一样的，有没有？
So it's like when you go to the skating.
那有一天呢，我们家的亲戚来住在我们家，那他的儿子的那个年龄跟我儿子，我那个时候我们家 Timothy 大概是三岁多啊，三岁不是十三岁，三岁啊，三四岁的时候。
So we had a relative come visiting us, and they have a son about the same age as my son. They were about 3 years old.
那一开始我就他一住进来我们家的时候，我说：“舅舅告诉你啊，千万不要在舅舅家的客厅跑啊。”
So I told the boy that when you live here, don't run around in the family room.
啊，他说：“好好好好。”
And he said, "Okay, okay."
啊，有刚好我一天不在的时候，我去上班了。那这个他跟我的儿子呢就玩疯了。那当时是冬天，两个人都是脚穿着袜子。
So one day when I was away at work, and the boy played with my son, and they were just wearing socks in the winter,
yeah.
And they were running around in
the winter. 结果呢，我下班回来看见我那个侄子头上一大包在这里。
And when I came back from work, I noticed there was a big lump on the head of my nephew.
啊，我说，See，舅舅告诉你的，家里不可以跑的。这个我们的地板像溜冰场一样的，很滑的。
So I told him, I told you that you cannot run around. It's very slippery in the room.
在箴言里面告诉我们，唯有听从耶和华的，必安然居住。这是我第一段经文，要我的孩子开始背的经文。
In Proverb, it mentioned 133. It says.But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm.
而且呢，得享安静，不怕灾祸。
And you will be
也是在第三十三节
，second half, and be at ease.
呀，所以我们在这里看见，我们要听从神的命令。
So here we can see that we need to follow God's commandment.
那个原因不是上帝刻意要限制我们的。
And the reason is not he wants to restrict us.
是因为他要保护我们。
And but instead he wants to protect us.
不让我们陷入在灾难的当中。
So that we're not getting to trouble.
我们看见以色列人的历史，有多少次是以色列的百姓因为不遵守神的诫命而在这个所谓的灾祸的这个循环里头。
We can see in history many times the history of
Israelites
many times because they didn't follow God's word, so that they get into big trouble.
不是 trouble 而已，还是 calamity 大灾难，因为整个他们呢要被逐出这个上帝的应许地。
Because they didn't listen to God, so they will be sent out. They will be sent out to the land that God gave them.
所以在这个地方，我们看见这个最基本面的层次啊，神吩咐。古人也吩咐我们在座的所有的弟兄姊妹们，他的动机是为了要保护我们。
So, for people lived long ago, or for people here, God had His commandment is to protect us.
另外一个动机是因为他爱我们。
And another motivation is because He loves us.
他要把最好的给我们。
He wants to give us the best.
各位记得吗？在那个伊甸园当中，啊。那个分别善恶树的果子是神的命令，它是一个境界。
Do you remember that in the Garden of Eden, that there is a tree that we cannot take the fruit from?
Knowing
eat.
Knowledge. The fruit of knowledge.
The fruit of knowledge.
但是呢，另外有一颗呢，是神的意念里面是要给亚当跟夏娃能够吃的。
But there's another tree that, in God's will, this should be given to Adam and Eve to eat.
我相信在当时的伊甸园，除了苹果、芒果、苹果、香蕉、橘子，还有什么？大家喜欢吃什么？应有尽有，
so、
还有榴莲。
I believe in the garden, in Eden garden, there are many things such as apple, banana.
Orange
and many food that you like to eat, whatever you want to eat.
Including, 弟兄没有翻出来，榴莲呢？榴莲。
I don't know.
你没有吃过啊？哇，这个 miss 掉很多。那重点不是这些水果，重点是有一棵很重要的树在那里，是上帝要给亚当夏娃吃的，你们知道吗？
So the important thing is not about all this fruit, but there is one fruit, one kind of fruit that God would wanted.
你们知道那是什么吗
？Eve to eat. Do you know what that is?
那个不是榴莲，肯定了哈。
It's not 榴莲。
啊，是所谓的生命树的果子。
It's the tree of life.
是神要我们得着生命的。
God wants us to have life.
这是永远的生命的。
And this is everlasting life.
这一颗生命将来在那个天上的耶路撒冷，新圣城耶路撒冷也在那里哇。
And this tree will also be in the new Jerusalem in heaven.
所以我们在这里看见，其实神的意念是要我们得到最好的。
So we can see from here that the God wants us to get the best.
因为他爱我们，他希望我们的生命是一个不但是有平安，而且是蒙福的一个生命。
Because he loves us, so he wants to, us to have a blessed life. And
he wants us the best.
Wish us the best.
所以我们在这里看见，这个就是为什么主耶稣在教导他的门徒，他在约翰福音第十四章，他告诉他的门徒说：“有了我的命令又遵守的人是爱我的人，因为他盼望他的门徒能够以爱来回应。”
So in John 14:21.
我们一起打开约翰福音这个第十四章二十一节，好不好？
14:21. Whoever has my commands and obey them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
这是主耶稣对他门徒的应许。
And this is a promise of Jesus Christ to his disciples.
他盼望他的门徒能够遵守他主的命令。
And he wants his disciples to follow his commandment.
为什么？
Why?
因为神的命令是爱。
Because the commandment is about love.
他要保护我们。
He wants to protect us.
他要给我们最好的。
He wants to give us the best.
同样，他也盼望我们能够用爱来回应。
And he also wants us to respond with our love.
表达爱最好的办法就是遵守他的命令。
And to illustrate the love, the best way to illustrate the love is to follow his commandment.
所以他才有这样的应许，说爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也爱他，并且要向他显现。
And that's why he said that those who love me, I will love him, and the Father will love him, and will show to him.
改革中的有一位相当出名的神学家叫 R.C. Sproul， 他写了一本书叫做这个关于律法的，这里其中提到律法的三重功用。
There was a book written by
R.C. Sproul.
R.C. Sproul. It's about the three important functions of the laws.
这个书的英文 title 叫做 Essential Truths of the Christian Faith.
That's the English title.
那我们在这里看见，在这里里头，他告诉我们律法有三个非常重要的功用。
And so it talks about the three important functions of laws.
第三个重要的功用是，我们看见律法重要的是要显明神讨神喜悦的事情。
The third aspect of the function is that
to manifest
that
what is pleasing to God.
Yeah.
所以我们在这里看见，其实律法不是给我们限制，是让我们对神有更清楚明白的了解。
So here we can see that the laws are not a restriction to us, but instead it's for us to understand better.About God's will.
所以律法的功用就是帮助神的子民能够将荣耀要归给我们的神。
So the laws are to help God's children to give glory to God.
所以我们在这里看见，当我们选择爱神，遵守他的诫命的时候，我们就能够把荣耀归给我们的上帝。
So here if we choose to love God and follow his commandment, then we can glorify his name.
我想我们在座做父母的，你想要的儿女不一定是 graduate from Harvard or Stanford.
So let me, I think for most of parents here, maybe what you want is not just out of your children, is not that they graduate from Harvard or Stanford.
可能他们在将来在社会很有成就。
Maybe they will have high achievement in the society.
说不定还可以当美国总统的。
And maybe they will become the president of the United States.
但是我相信你最希望、你最盼望的是他们能够顺服你所讲的，能够听你的话。我想这个对你来讲是一个最大的感到欣慰的事情。
But I think the most important thing or most comforting thing for you is that they can obey you.
所以在这个过程里头，我们看见同样的神也有这样的心，他愿意我们能够爱他，遵守他的诫命。
So we can see that God has this willing that we will love him and follow his command.
那我们在这里看见这是神跟人的关系。
So here we see this is about the relationship between us and God.
神颁布这个律法为了就是爱我们，保护我们，让我们能够希望我们得到最好的。
God declared this commandment is to help us, to protect us, to give the best to us.
啊，这个部分我们相信弟兄姊妹们都很了解。
And I believe that all brothers and sisters are very familiar with this part.
那我们来看第二个原因。
Let's look at the second reason.
我们看见这里这一段经，我们再回到第二十二节的地方，我们能够清楚的明白为什么耶稣基督要我们与人和好，去除我们人跟人之间那个怨恨的问题。
So from the verse 22, we can understand why God wants us to reconcile with brothers.
我们继续来看这二十二节、二十三节、二十四节有四。刚才讲了有五个重要的名词在这里出现。
We just mentioned there are five important terminologies that appeared in these verses.
我们来读二十二节可以吗？
Let's read verse 22.
请大家一起来读好不好？大声的来读，请。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审断。凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里看见这里骂弟兄什么呢？骂弟兄拉加，什么是拉加？你们知道吗
？So here we see that you are saying bad words to your brothers, and including Raka. Do you know what that means?
啊，拉加呢？如果我们当中有人会西班牙文的，也是拉丁语系的，也是从希腊文来的，你们就猜得到拉加大概是什么了。
So if you know Spanish, or then you
有人会不会西班牙文 ？La gaga 是什么
？La gaga
啊，有没有会西班牙文
？Does anybody know Spanish? The word la gaga
啊，是这个垃圾的意思。
It means garbage.
啊，所以呢，如果你骂你的弟兄垃圾啊，那就是难免什么？难免公会的审判。
So if you call your brother garbage, then you are answerable to the Sanhedrin.
这个地方在当时的历史背景有三层的这个所谓的不同的法院的制度，审判的制度。
In the history back then, there are three different layers of
judgment.
Three different level of judgment.
第一个呢是所谓的 local 的这个 court， 就像好比说 College Station 有没有法院啊？有，对不对 ？OK.
So the first layer is the local court.
啊，好比说呢，你隔壁邻居的树倒下来，把你的 fence 压扁了，啊，你们会去马上去最高法院吗？
So for example, if your neighbor's tree falls down and hit your house or something, causes some damage, would you immediately go to the Supreme Court?
我想不会吧。
I don't think so.
是吧？就是应该是从 College Station 这个 court 的 level 开始，地方法院。
So you should start from the local court in College Station.
这里提到的另外一个层次是所谓的公会，是当时的 Sanhedrin， 是就像现在的最高法院一样的。
So the second level of judgment is Sanhedrin. It's like the Supreme Court in this society.
接下来他所谓的地狱的火是另外一种最永远的审判。
And the third level is about the fire of hell. This is the eternal judgment.
所以我们在这里看见这有三层的越来越严重的这样的一个层次。
So we can see there are three different layers of judgment, and it just gets worse and more severe.
但是为什么在这几节当中，这个弟兄这个名词出现五次呢？
But why in these verses the word brother appeared five times?
你们知道这些弟兄是谁吗？
You know who the brothers are?
这些弟兄就是你在基督里面的这些弟兄姊妹们。
And these are the brothers and sisters in Christ.
这里讲到的是所有的都是对犹太人讲都是他们的这个十二支派的这些犹太人。
For the Jewish people, this is about the, all the people in the 12 tribes.
但是对我们来讲是所有在基督里面的这些肢体。
But for us, it's all the bodies in Christ.
包括弟兄跟姊妹们，我们都是互为肢体，都应该互称为弟兄姊妹的。
Including, all the brothers and sisters, we are all the body of Christ.
姊妹可能会抗议说，哎，那为什么只讲弟兄不讲姐妹啊？
And the sisters may protect the,may protest that why do you talk about brother not sisters?
啊，是当时的这样的文化里面是是讲到只是讲到弟兄，其实姊妹也是弟兄。
So that's because of the cultural background at that time. The word brother actually includes sisters as well.
这个不是我讲的，是尼托森讲的。
This is not my opinion. This is
Watchman Nee.
Watchman Nee.
你们知道尼托森吗？啊，有一次他教完了以后，他说：“他说姊妹也是弟兄啊。”然后呢，他就过了两天以后呢，他就吩咐说：“哎，可不可以请几位弟兄来把这些桌子搬好啊
？”So, this what's his name again?
Watchman Nee.
Watchman Nee. So he once he said, "Sisters are brothers as well." And one time after meeting, he said, "Can I have some brothers to move the?"
Some chairs or tables. Yeah, so,
and all the sisters came.
他说我不是找弟兄来搬桌子的吗？
And he said, I asked for brothers to help.
这些姊妹说，你自己讲的啊，我们也是弟兄啊。
And the sister said, you mentioned that the sisters are brothers as well.
其实我们来看见这个弟兄代表的是一种关系。
Here we can see that the brotherThe word brother represents a relationship.
啊，什么样的关系？
And what kind of relationship?
你知道我们中国有所谓的五伦吗？你们听过吗？
In
不是车轮的轮哈。
In Chinese, we have five kind of relationships.
Okay, 这个五伦不是车轮的轮呐。
This relationship is
是讲到五种关系。
It's about five different relationships.
啊，在这样的关系里头，包括人跟自己的国家的关系，包括人自己跟父母的关系，人跟自己的兄弟的关系，人自己跟朋友的关系，人跟自己的配偶的关系。
So these five relationships are the relationship of a person with the country and the relationship with your.A parents' relationship with your brothers and the spousal relationship and the relationship with your friends.
这五种关系好像有两方的人，好比说今天我跟魏弟兄，他站在我旁边，他是我的 interpreter， 这是我的 translator， 我是 speaker 啊，我们的关系是这样子的关系而已吗
？So, Today I'm standing next to Brother Wei, and he is interpreting for me. So, what kind of relationship we have?
我也是 Brother Wei 哦，中间那个是伟字，没错，我也是 Brother Wei。那我们只是翻译跟讲员的关系吗？
Is the relationship between us just the preacher and the
translator?
The translators.
我想不是的，我们还有一个更深层的关系，是我们在主里面是弟兄的关系。
We have a deeper relationship that is in Him. We are brothers.
所以在这个过程里头呢，我们有靠着一个关系来彼此连接在一起，连接在一起的。
So we are connected together in this relationship.
这样的关系就好像你们看过这个这种门叫什么门钮的吗
？Have you seen this?This part for the door,
叫 hinge 对不对
？Hinge,
OK
hinge。
那这个 hinge 就是把门片，这一片门跟门框把它扣在一起，连在一起。
This hinge connects the door to the door frame.
但是这种 hinge 呢，时间长了，特别在 Texas 啊，潮湿的时候呢，它会生锈，是吧？
哦、，so This kind of a hinge can be rusting, especially in a weather like Texas. It's humid and it can become rusty.
所以时间久了，这个一开门呢，
and
关门，
after a long time, this hinge could make this strange noise.
啊,
when you open or close the door.
在平常是还好，可是在聚会的时候呢，很多人在睡觉的时候就不会耶吵到大家了。
So when we have a gathering, somebody may fall asleep.
Especially when we are preaching.
When we are preaching,
are
somebody falls asleep and
they are sleeping.
This, you hear this kind of noise from
就很吵啊。Okay,
it's
这很 annoying.
It's noisy and it's annoying.
啊，所以我们在这里看见这个关系就好像出了问题。
And we can see that we have a problem with this relationship.
当这个问题出现的时候呢，有时候会造成人的愤怒啊。
And when we have this kind of problem, then it can cause anger to some people.
你知道，当有人愤怒、有冲突的时候，怎么来解处理呢？
So when people get angry, how do you deal with the situation?
通常呢，有三种不同处理的方式。
Usually there are three different ways of treatment.
啊，第一种处理叫做热处理。
The first method is heat treatment.
啊，第二种是冷处理。
The second is the cold treatment.
第三种是不处理。
And the third one is no treatment.
还记得我们上次讲到相敬如宾吗？那我记得好像是袁老师翻译的，那个时候相敬如宾还记得吗？夫妻之间。
Do you still remember last time we talked about mutual respect between the spouses?
但是这个宾呢有不同的宾。
But the respect can be different.
Different kind of terms.
Different terms.
啊，那我们来看这三种处理如何相敬如宾。
Let's look at these three kind of treatments.
所以当热处理的时候呢，是两方热战的时候呢，是相敬如宾。请问是哪一种宾啊？兵器的兵，兵戎相见的兵，是吧？
So in the heat treatment, when both sides get very angry, it is a heated conflict. So it's like a battle. You're in the battlefield.
啊，另外一种是冷处理。
The second one is the cold treatment.
所以相敬如宾是哪一个兵啊？冰块的兵吧。
So the It's like you treating other people with very cold as ice.
Indifferent, 很冷漠。啊，还记得吗？我说这个先生一大早要去 interview， 我没有在这里讲过啊，上次讲了对不对？结果呢，他要去 interview 就 text 给他，他们已经两个礼拜不讲话了。OK， 什么都是用 text 的 ，text 给太太，太太今天晚上吃什么 ？text 回来，绝对不是牛肉面。OK， 还记得吧？结果
so, you remember the story I told you that one person is going to a job interview.
Interview, yeah, you remember.
They were in some kind of fight, so they didn't talk to each other. He texted her instead and asking for, you know, what are we going to have for dinner? And she texted back and said, it's definitely your favorite beef noodle.
所以最好不要得罪你的太太。
So the best is not to make your wife angry.
那你想吃什么？绝对没有。
Whatever you want to eat, you're not going to get it.
甚至于呢，用孩子当传令兵的，有没有？
And sometimes they use the children to pass the information back and forth.
To be the messenger.
To the messenger. To be the messenger.
去问妈妈今天晚上吃什么了。
Go ask your mom what we're going to have for dinner.
这个儿子回来说，妈妈说绝对不是你喜欢吃的牛肉面。
Mom said it's definitely not what you want, your favorite dish.
相敬如宾。
And so respect each other.
第三种不处理会是哪一个宾？你们猜猜看。
The third one, if you don't have any treatment, what is that about?
啊，我们看见的前面这两种宾呢，夫妻之间。啊，大吵大闹，或者是不吵不闹，可是这个不处理是怎么回事
？So we look at the first two cases. Either they have a heated debate or a quarrel, and then or don't talk to each other. But the third one, what is it?
你们猜到是什么病吗
？Can you guess what this is all about?
猜不到，因为你们从来没想过。
You cannot guess because you never thought about this.
可能你们也没有听过。
And maybe you haven't heard about this.
这个相敬如宾的宾是殡仪馆的宾。
this is about a funeral home.
不处理跟殡仪馆的殡有什么关系？
So why is no treatment has something to do with the funeral home?
Tina Talbot, 因为她的丈夫十几年来一直在 abuse 她。
So this,
这个 case.
This person is Tina Talbot, and she was abused by her husband for 10 years.
A couple of decades.
For a couple decades.
Physically and emotionally abused by her husband.
And she was physically and emotionally abused by her husband.
最后她怎么处理？
And you know what's her treatment?
二十几年来她从来不处理。
And for 20 years she didn't.She didn't have any treatment for the broken relationship.
当她处理的时候，就是开枪把她的丈夫给杀了。
When she took the decide to do something, she opened, she shot her husband and killed him.
你们看见了没有？她连上法庭那个手还是受伤的。
And you can see that she was injured when, I mean, you can see her scars and injuries even when she was in court.
有十一万多的人为他请求州长赦免他的这个罪。
More than 110,000 people.
111,000
people sent the letter to the governor asking the governor to pardon her.
为什么
？Why？
因为在过去的这二十年来，她被她的丈夫 physically。Emotionally abused.
Because she was physically and emotionally abused by her husband.
你觉得 governor 需要 pardon 她吗？需要给她特别的赦免吗？
Do you think the governor should pardon her?
因为她过去受到她丈夫的虐待，所以她应该杀她的丈夫，这是理所当然的。
Because she was abused by her husband, can she?Is she justified to kill him?
检察官这么讲。
And the prosecutor said this.
这是 Oakland County 的这个检察官他所讲的话。
And this is said by the prosecutor of Oakland County prosecutor.
我们请魏弟兄读英文的，我来帮他翻译，这样比较快。
She killed him in the heat of passion, and the manslaughter was the proper charge. She did.In fact, take a human life by placing two bullets in the back of her husband's head. That is not self-defense.
弟兄姊妹们，你们看见没有？
Brothers,
不处理的情况。
Can you see what happens when you have no treatment?
最后是从她的丈夫的背后开两枪，在头这个头部上面。
In the end, he shot him two times on the back of his head.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里看见不处理的情况，可能就是相敬如宾殡仪馆的殡。
So if you don't take action, the result could be a funeral home.
啊，我们继续回到刚才的那段经文里头，向弟兄动怒也好，或者是向骂弟兄是拉家是垃圾是废物也好。
So let's return to the verses we read.
22节的地方。
In verse 22, whether you're angry or you calling your brother Raka.
甚至于骂弟兄是魔力，那个魔力的意思就是笨蛋的意思。
And sometimes you call brothers a fool.
我常常告诉这些做父母，我在 parenting 上面的就告诉父母们。
I tell the parents in
Parenting seminar.
Parenting seminar.
我说，做爸爸妈妈们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I advise you, with God's mercy, that
在你骂你孩子笨蛋之前，先想想看是谁下的蛋。
Before you call, your
dumb egg.
call your children, dumb egg. you first think about who laid the egg.
什么意思啊
？What does that mean？
你骂你的弟兄，同样的，你不可以骂你的儿子，这一样的，在神的眼光当中，都是怎么样？神所不愿意看见的。
In God's eyes, it's the same whether you call your brother or your children falls.
可是
he doesn't want to see that.
可是大家仔细的看二十二节，这是一个非常重要的一个笔法。我们看见耶稣基督讲道教导的功力。
So this is a very important in verse 22. It's a very important rhetoric, and that's how Jesus
teach
his powerful preach.
因为这样的一个笔法或者是说法是一种所谓连续三次的这个平行句的这样一个模式。
And this rhetoric is he uses three parallel phrases.
这样的一个功能。好像我们，你有没有听过我们中国有一个叫阳关三叠的，有没有？是不是这样子的？哇，我也不晓得怎么翻。
So it's about three repetitions.
Three repetitions. 其实那个功用就是在强调那个所谓审判的这个严重性。
And this is to emphasize how serious the judgment could be.
啊。达到最后最后最后本来是地方法院后来最高法院甚至到永远的审判。
So starting from the local court and then the Supreme Court, then the eternal judgment.
这是告诉我们其实一开始的时候如果在这个过程里头最后达到一个比杀人更严重的境界。
So in the end, you may reach a point that's more serious than murder.
在这个当中有一个字啊叫做动怒。
And here there is one word that's angry.
啊，其实这个字啊，如果你仔细的去看希腊原文，这个字啊是很特别的，因为希腊文有两个是动怒，但是这个字呢是长时间的，而且呢它不是一下子就爆的，是长时间的，慢慢的，慢慢的，它不是一下子像火一样的烧起来的。
So in the original Greeks, this word angry then can have two type of angry.
对，一种是马上爆的。
One is like explosive, and the other one is long lasting and slowly getting worse.
主耶稣在这里用的这个字是慢慢的，慢慢的。
And here the word angry is about slowly getting worse.
前面那一种呢是来得快，去得也快。
And the other kind is it's like an outburst, but it also disappeared very quickly.
就是我们刚才讲的热处理，还记得吧？
And that's the first the heat treatment that we
但是这个字呢，它是一个根深蒂固的怒气。
But here the angry is a very deep, very deep,
chronic. I mean, 长时间的
chronic anger.
啊，是长时间的宿怨。这种 hatred 是很长时间的。
And this kind of hatred lasts a long time.
大家注意看了，在这个希腊文词典里面，他讲用一个字来形容，我听了会怕的，什么字？经过人工的培养。
So in the original Greek, it can be described as something that's cultivated by people.
Artificially
cultivated by people.
你们看到这个字会怕吗？
Will you be scared of this word?
如果你的太太人工在培养一些东西要来对付你，那你完了。
If your wife
你最好晚上不要睡觉。
If your wife is artificially cultivating her anger against you, you will not be able to fall asleep at night.
而且那个热度一直保持在那里。
And also the level of anger is kept at a certain level.
不是速战速决。
It's not going to be quickly over.
不是来得快去得也快。
It's not something that comes and goes quickly.
而是长时间的。
And it's going to be long
lasting
and slowly getting worse.
人工的培养。
And it's cultivated.
那个热度，那个恨。仇恨的程度一直保持在那里。
The level of anger will be maintained at that level.
这个就是为什么在约翰一书三章十五节，凡向弟兄恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。其实是有他的这个逻辑的。约翰一书三章十五节的地方 ，First John 3:15。
1 John 3:15. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him.
所以我们在这里看见，从约翰一书里面提到的，跟主耶稣刚才的教导其实是吻合的。
So what is talked about here in 1 John is consistent with Jesus Christ's teaching.
这个其实是有它的逻辑的。
There's a logic to that.
当长时间慢慢的那个恨意是一直借着人工来培养的时候，那个恨意永远不消去的时候，最后就是达到这种谋杀的程度是非常有可能的。
When the hatred or the anger is maintained for a long time and purposefully cultivated, then that can be very serious as murder.
我想人类的第一个谋杀案，大家应该知道是什么时候发生的吧？
And I think you all know the first murder committed by human beings.
这是在创世纪里头。
And that's in Genesis.
该隐杀了他的自己的弟兄亚伯。
Cain killed his brother Abel.
这是长时间的慢慢的人工的培养的。
And this is a long time, over a long period of time cultivated.
最后我要以我刚来美国看到的一个非常重大的新闻，这个啊是我刚来美国，在1991年，今天是十月几号啊？
27 Today is October 27 when I first came to United States in 1991.
我是90年来的，但是那个事件的发生是1991年的11月1号。
And there was an event that occurred in November 1st, 1991.
你们认识这个人吗？
Do you recognize this person in the middle?
在当时是在校园界里头非常非常重大的一个新闻。
This is it was a very important news on campus.
啊，特别是亚裔的学生。
Especially for Asian students.
啊，从中国来的也好，香港来的也好，从这个台湾来的也好，我们听到这个新闻的时候，去学校上课的时候都怕怕的。
If you were from mainland China, Hong Kong or Taiwan.When we go to campus to go to classes, we were very scared.
因为我们的教授也怕怕的。
And our professors were also scared.
看到我们也怕怕的。
When they look at us, they were scared.
他说你今天带了没有？
They ask us, did you carry
something
today?
我说没有了，没有了。
I said, no, I didn't.
这是炉钢事件。
This is the tragic of Gan Lu.
那在当时1991年11月1号，在美国 Iowa 大学有一个中国的博士留学生叫做卢刚的，在校园里头拿着左轮枪开枪，在20分钟之内杀了6个人。
In 1991, Gan Lu killed 6 people within. A span of 20 minutes or so in the University of Iowa.
其中除了一个女学生被开枪打到这个脊髓啊，所以她下半身已全身瘫痪以外，其他的5个人全部死亡。
5 victims were killed and one was seriously injured in the spine and paralyzed.
因为卢刚就是慢慢的人工在培养他的怨恨。
And Gan Lu cultivated his anger slowly.
最后他用不处理，最后相敬如宾，殡仪馆的这个病来处理。
So he didn't take any treatment for a period of time, and then he did something that sent people to the funeral home.
你们想知道关于卢刚的事件吗？
Do you want to know about卢刚 tragic event.
你们下次一定要来，我会继续从这里开始讲起。
Next time I will start from here, so make sure you come next time.
我们一起低头。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父，我们再次的感谢你，因为你颁行律法，为的就是爱我们，保护我们。
求主继续的帮助我们能够以爱来回应，这是最美的动机，因为你也爱，以爱来保护我们，让我们能够得到最好的。求主继续的恩待我们，叫我们能够在主你的面前能够以爱来回应，遵守的你的命令，因为主这是你的应许，你必爱我们而且向我们显现。求主你的爱在我们的当中继续的帮助我们，在生活的冲突的过程里头，我想这些事情必定会发生的，但是求主你帮助我们知道如何来处理冲突，能够跟对方来沟通，要好好的来处理这些问题，使我们能够去除怨恨，能够彼此的和好。我们求主继续的恩待我们，帮助我们能够在生活里头借着我们生活的见证，无论夫妻之间也好，父母跟儿女之间也好，同工跟同工之间也好，同事跟同事，同学跟同学之间，都知道如何能够靠着主的恩典能够学习，知道如何来去除自己心中的怨恨，知道如何呢彼此饶恕，能够彼此再次的和好。求主继续的看顾保守我们每一天在你面前的心思意念，求主你帮助我们常常的在主你的面前能够自我的反省，能够求主你来鉴察我们，我们求主继续恩待我们，叫我们借着我们生活的见证能够将一切的荣耀要归给你，因着我们彼此相爱能够吸引人来归向你。求主继续的恩待赐福与我们同在，我们这样的祈求祷告感恩奉靠我们救主耶稣的名，阿们。